I hold a Dario, the cheese stands alone. The cheese stands alone.
Here's a bit of amazing history. Andrew Jackson was known as the first president to really extend the power of the presidency and to raise the profile of the White House for the people of America. So beloved, people would send him huge cheeses to entertain with at the White House. It got out of hand in 1835 when a more than one-ton cheese was delivered representing every state in the Union. Jackson was polite. He waited about 2 years to figure out what to do with the cheese, and then he had a big party. Invited everyone over for cheese in February of 1837. Historians write a mob showed up, smelling cheese for half a mile. 2 hours later, the cheese was gone, save for scraps all over the expensive White House carpet. And the Jackson folks met all kinds of people that day.
We'd like the White House to pay a little more attention to UFOs.
Are we paying any attention at all right now?
No.
Thank God. Like we don't have enough trouble with the First Lady and her Ouija board.
That, of course, is a scene from the TV show The West Wing that revived the Jackson Cheese Day tradition for the Bartlett White House as if it had never been forgotten. Here's President Bartlett's chief of staff, Leo McGarry.
It is in the spirit of Andrew Jackson that I, from time to time, ask senior staff to have face-to-face meetings with those people representing organizations who have a difficult time getting our attention.
Are you saying the map is wrong?
Oh, dear, yes. Look at Greenland.
Okay.
Now look at Africa.
Okay.
The two land masses appear to be roughly the same size.
Yes.
Would it blow your mind if I told you that Africa is in reality 14 times larger?
Yes.
Well, straight off the constitutionally mandated State of the Union address, the Obama administration has decided to revive the Andrew Jackson cheese tradition, virtually at least, online, letting Americans from around the country communicate with White House staffers via social media. Eli Addy was a writer and supervising producer for The West Wing. He says it was a good idea for the show and will probably be great for the real White House as well.
One of the things that was so great about Big Block of Cheese Day on The West Wing is that we had an opportunity to take our characters out of their normal points of view, to have somebody come in and explain that if you, you know, turned a map upside down, it changed the way you look at the world. And I think the show was written to be as realistic as possible, and sometimes our own characters were a little insular. They had a certain ideology and a certain point of view, and in the same way that it was great fun and great drama to bring in powerful senators to sort of smack our characters down and, you know, teach them a few things about an issue, it was fun to bring in people who on the surface seemed like crackpots, you know, seemed to believe in UFOs or to believe in, you know, drawing maps in ways that seemed insane, and show that some of them actually had something really interesting to say.
And this is very much consistent with the historical record. I mean, when Jackson, President Jackson, opened the White House on his own Big Block of Cheese Day, he just opened a can of worms that he had no idea was coming down the pike. I mean, the unexpected consequences were everywhere.
Yes, a great big can of cheese, if you will. But I mean, one of the really interesting things about the White House in those days, even as late as, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, the place was much more open. There was much less security. And, you know, it used to be that people could just line up outside the White House on New Year's Day and shake the hand of the sitting president. So I think, in a way, it's almost more important to do things like this now, even on a TV show, but certainly in the real White House, because people have so much less access to government now.
You know, the sad thing about these episodes on The West Wing is that they do, as you've alluded to there, show us how much we've lost in terms of our sense of access to the White House, our sense of free democracy being open to all citizens. It's really not the case. And it's also not the case that presidents really don't get to see very often the real America in all of its crackpot, quirky diversity.
No, it's true. And it's funny, you know, I worked on The West Wing for 5 years, but I also worked in the real White House for about 5 years. And, you know, I was a speechwriter for Al Gore and I worked for Bill Clinton. And I mean, I almost never had a conversation with a quote unquote real person unless they would bring a handful of them together to give me material for a speech. And it was very fabricated and contrived. And that is sad. And I think in those West Wing Big Block of Cheese Day episodes, we had our characters, you know, mocking the idea endlessly. I think, you know, Toby Ziegler, you know, the Richard Schiff character, referred to it as, you know, throw open our doors to people who want to discuss things we could care less about day, was, I think, his line. You know, so even within the show, we had to represent this as unusual and not likely to bear fruit. And I think our little dramatic twist there was that it bore a little bit of fruit.
In the Jackson administration, the idea of a big block of cheese represented, you know, this was an agrarian economy in America in 1837. It was, part of the agricultural abundance. It was a gesture of hospitality. But it's a much more complicated image when you get to the era of the West Wing. The big block of cheese is both, some kind of weird religious symbol, it almost seems, in the episodes as you present it. And it's also true. The federal government has an enormous amount of surplus cheese, and it has had that since the 1980s.
Yeah, that's a funny thing, because I actually went to summer camp in the 1980s, and the government used to donate all this surplus cheese to summer camps and probably public schools just to sort of get rid of it. But, you know, I had actually read somewhere, and I'm not 100% sure if this is true, that one of the reasons Andrew Jackson had his big block of cheese day was because he had to get rid of this cheese that he had been given somehow. So maybe the surplus was always the reason behind it. And, you know, Jackson had a number of occasions where he symbolically, politically was trying to show that he was a populist, a man of the people, and sort of throwing open the doors of the White House to average people. And I think the first time it happened, they pretty much trashed the place. So it's definitely a tradition with a rocky history.
I'm wondering if the big block of cheese day is actually, thinking about it, the exact opposite of the State of the Union address, in the sense that it's not about the president telling us what the State of the Union is. It's the president seeing the State of the Union right there on the White House lawn.
Well, yeah, that's a very interesting point. And I think there's something to that. The State of the Union, you know, as the framers conceived of it, was really just a report to Congress, you know, through legislation, through executive action. Are you working with Congress? Are you browbeating Congress? Are you trying to get around Congress? And, you know, very little of it is directed at the person on the street.
Any advice for the Obama administration in embarking on this virtual big block of cheese day idea?
The only advice I would give is, like the characters on the West Wing, who, of course, are fictional and, you know, we knew how the stories would end before we started them to some degree. Keep an open mind and you know, you never know. I mean, on the West Wing, Big Block of Cheese Day was forced on the staff by the chief of staff. They went into it unwillingly and learned a few things and had their eyes open to a few things. And, you know, there probably are people in this White House who see it as a bit of a publicity stunt and, you know, are kind of groaning at the idea. But, you know, if you sort of have faith that even in unusual ideas, there might be a grain of something interesting, you never know what might come of it.
Do you celebrate Big Block of Cheese Day, since it is clearly meaningful in your life?
Well, I'm trying to cut down on my dairy. You know, I think we're going to need a big block of vegan snacks day.
Right, big block of vegan snacks. That's where we're headed.
Our cuisine has evolved slightly past the Andrew Jackson era.
Eli Addy, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.